So this is all really to combat childhood obesity. We've heard a lot about that. How bad is it?
Well, we're starting to see some of it level off, although unfortunately, in many of our priority populations, Hispanic, African-American, and many of our urban poor communities, we are not seeing that. So there still is a lot of work to do. And even though we did start really to address overweight and obesity in kids, we really believe that it's a right of all kids to learn healthy lifestyle habits.
So coalition implies cooperating groups working towards one goal. How many groups are involved? What's the makeup of the coalition?
So we have about 50 community partners, and they would be from our local hospitals, the American Heart Association, the professional associations, education associations in the state. Rhode Island Kids Count is a member, so they bring a lot of varied and broad expertise and resources so that whatever they're doing in their work, we are able then to target that and bring that to schools.
Have you got some successes that you'd like to point to?
Yeah, we work closely. Another community partner is Farm Fresh Rhode Island, and they're known for working with area farmers to bring local produce, which is, of course, delicious and very healthy and helps our economy by supporting them into our schools. So we have worked with their staff there to do taste testings. Parents will often say, you know, eat your vegetables, but have a struggle getting kids to eat them and enjoy them. Well, we work with Farm Fresh and go into school cafeterias and have sampling so that kids can try and become more familiar with maybe some vegetables that they're less familiar with so that when they're served as part of the lunch program, they'll eat them. So that's an example.
Well, as a parent, I know how hard it was to get my kids to eat healthy. It almost seems like what you're attempting to do statewide could be so frustrating.
It's harder, I think, sometimes for a parent. When I've seen children in schools, they're more likely to try unfamiliar things when it's not the parent asking for it. But I will say that we have to make it the norm, and we try to take out some of that conflict about food with kids. They're learning about this, right, in like health education class about my pyramid and what makes a healthy diet. But they need to be able to act on that and to see an environment that supports them. And it's not about taking away choices. So it's about giving them choices, but amongst healthier options. Kids need to become familiar with it, and it needs to taste good.
How about working with the food services? Is it more expensive to provide healthy food, and are they on board with this as well?
Well, they're totally on board, and we do work very closely with the food service management companies that in Rhode Island operate the food programs. It can be sometimes more expensive, but I think that it's for them looking at how they can include, for example, some of the local farm products into the menu items and how to do purchasing more effectively. This is happening across the country. So the good news is that there's a lot of pressure on a lot of the food companies to produce and to manufacture healthier foods.
What are your plans going forward?
So going forward, we're continuing to work with a national nonprofit group, Playworks, and a funding partner in Rhode Island, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island. And we're offering a recess training program. Rhode Island, our governor, Gina Raimondo, passed the first ever recess law in the country. Sounds kind of silly, right? Because we all had recess. You'd think, do you have to have a law for this? But what was happening because of the pressure from instructional minutes in the school is that there were some schools that were no longer offering regular recess. Or in some cases, we heard that children, believe it or not, don't know how to play anymore. And so they would resort to behaviors which teachers were concerned about for safety. And so recess really wasn't a fun thing anymore in a lot of schools. And so this is a training program to help the staff learn how to create an inclusive recess for all kids, how to make it so that it is safe, conflict resolution. They actually do rock, paper, scissors when there's a disagreement. And we've heard tremendous success from our initial program last year, and we're going to work going forward to have more elementary schools involved this year.
Well, thank you, Karen Weatherill of the Rhode Island Healthy Schools Coalition, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.